This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, November 8th, 2014. This week in security news, twice this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding the latest moves on the part of the U.S. government and the private sector in relation to the ongoing Ebola crisis. On Tuesday, Alert USA subscribers were notified of an upcoming nurses' strike scheduled for November 11th and 12th in at least 14 states stretching from California to Maine in order to press demands for tougher Ebola safety precautions in the nation's hospitals, as well as additional training and the provision of optimal personal protective equipment. According to Roseanne Damore, executive director of National Nurses United, the largest nurses' union in the country, quote, "Every registered nurse is one patient away from being exposed to Ebola, and the message nurses are being given across the nation is that they are expendable." She goes on to say that you don't ask nurses to put their lives on the line and then not protect them. What independent nurses and nurses' unions nationwide are demanding is that, absent scientific consensus on the different risk factors associated with Ebola, especially given the potential catastrophic consequences, is that the highest level of safeguards must be adopted. Specifically, that means that nurses and other caregivers who interact with Ebola patients must be provided optimal personal protective equipment, including full-body hazmat suits meeting top standards for the prevention of blood and viral penetration, as well as NIOSH-approved powered air purifying respirators. They are also demanding that all facilities provide rigorous training for healthcare workers who might encounter an Ebola patient, including practice donning and doffing hazmat suits, which is where some of the greatest risk of infection can occur. It's hard to imagine any valid arguments against these requests. Nurses and other healthcare workers are the frontline force in the event of a wider domestic spread of the virus. They should be afforded the absolute best protection possible, or you risk massive defections if the domestic case tempo begins to increase. You can find ample anecdotal evidence of this by simply visiting any nurse's blog and online forum. Thousands of nurses are speaking out and stating that in the event of a wider Ebola outbreak in the U.S. and Canada, they will simply quit, as opposed to risking the lives of themselves and families. We advise listeners that next week's strike could grow significantly and, as a result, hamper general hospital and clinical operations at many facilities. If you have some type of a medical appointment on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, call before heading out the door. Additionally, listeners might be interested in noting that late last week, the CDC quietly changed their Ebola case definition, replacing the specification of a fever above 101.5 with the simple phrase, elevated body temperature. Perhaps most important was the addition of new risk factors, including being in the same room for a brief period of time with an individual who was symptomatic, which would suggest potential for infection via respiratory means without actually saying the dreaded word airborne, as well as brief contact, such as a simple handshake, with an individual in the earliest phases of an infection. Here again, this is all very different than the standard line being fed to the American public that there's nothing to worry about, that you have to come in contact with bodily fluids of a sick individual, and that there is no risk of contracting the virus, say, on an airplane. Perhaps in response to this looming strike, as well as the CDC's changing view on potential risk factors, this week the Obama administration announced that it would be seeking an additional $6 billion from Congress in emergency funding in order to fortify domestic Ebola preparedness efforts, as well as overseas operations. According to documents submitted to the Office of Management and Budget, a sizable portion of the request would boost domestic readiness by funding 50 Ebola treatment centers across the country, providing protective equipment and training to healthcare workers, increased monitoring of travelers entering the homeland from abroad, and to fortify supplies within the national strategic stockpile. Also this week, Alert USA subscribers were sent a special update discussing the dramatic drop-off in news stories and media reports on the topic of Ebola and the near nationwide halt in reports of suspected cases. Listeners will recall that on October 21st, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices that CDC insiders had notified Alert USA that U.S. hospitals were being advised to not publicly report suspected or confirmed cases of Ebola. Then this week, we were informed by other Washington, D.C. insiders that the Obama administration was hard at work attempting to tamp down mainstream reporting on the topic. This was followed by a single line appearing in a Forbes magazine article that the Associated Press and other outlets had agreed to not report on suspected cases of Ebola in the United States until a positive viral DNA test had been completed. And there you have it. Control the source of the news coming out of the hospitals and health departments, and control the propagation of the news via mainstream news outlets and wire services. It should come as no surprise that these efforts were undertaken in the final 2 weeks leading up to the midterm elections. Despite this blackout of sorts, Alert USA receives a steady stream of information from other sources nationally and globally. Before anything is reported to you, we always seek secondary and tertiary confirmation so as to maintain accuracy. As Alert USA subscribers are well aware, we deal in black and white facts. No gray matter, no rumors. That said, healthcare workers, public health professionals, and members of the armed services have privately informed us of numerous additional confirmed cases of Ebola quietly being treated at medical facilities in multiple locations across the U.S. Many of these have been transported to the continental United States from abroad, but without solid confirmation upon which we can stake the reputation of this company, we cannot send this information out as an alert message, as the blowback could be significant. And these days, what do most members of the general public consider solid confirmation? A hyperlink to a story by a mainstream news outlet or wire service who regularly lie and twist facts about most other topics, or who agree to not publish stories at the request of politicians, so around and around we go. Given this environment, Alert USA has established a web-based resource listing some of these tips and intel, but which are clearly qualified and delineated as unconfirmed. No details will ever be publicly revealed alluding to the sources of the information, but if it is listed, you can expect that it meets a certain threshold of validity. You can find this new resource at EbolaReady.com. That's EbolaReady.com. In summary, we again urge listeners to keep the topic of Ebola on your radar. We are now at the start of flu season, and the government is going to great lengths to make this a non-story, while behind the scenes scrambling to prepare a stronger domestic response. This should speak volumes to anyone paying attention. If Ebola is not a threat, why the overriding effort to stamp out reporting? If Ebola is not a threat, why have more soldiers been deployed to West Africa than to Iraq to face the growing threat of the Islamic State? If Ebola is not a threat, why is a government suddenly establishing 50 Ebola treatment centers around the country, as well as outfitting and retrofitting many VA medical centers to accommodate Ebola patients? And as a final note, if you feel compelled to share important firsthand intel on this topic, which you feel should be made public, such as hushed-up cases being treated at a local hospital, we invite you to do so using the email tips@alertusa.com. While your identity will never be publicly or privately revealed, expect that any information that you provide us will enter a rigorous but discreet validation mill. You can find much more in this story, including links to the high points made in this report, links to new and old CDC Ebola case definitions, details of uniformed U.S. service personnel treating infected individuals in West Africa despite administration assurances to the contrary, and a host of other news and resources in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor developments with this outbreak and will immediately notify service subscribers of major changes in its spread to different regions, important notices and warnings by government agencies, or any other major changes in the overall threat environment, as events warrant. In travel security news, listeners are reminded that in addition to a new U.S. government-issued worldwide caution, the U.S. State Department this week issued an updated travel warning for the Central African Republic and a new travel warning for Burkina Faso in West Africa, holding at 42 the number of locations around the world specifically identified as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. If you are planning travel abroad this coming holiday season, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, now more than ever, be smart about it and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, November 8th, 2014.